Today, I am thinking about what so many others have on their minds, the sudden, tragic, and heartbreaking loss of a favorite friend, Matthew Perry. Let's walk down memory lane together. This is the Wishing You Well podcast, and I am your host, Maria Patrick. I appreciate you joining me today. I'm certain that a lot of people feel as I do after spending so much time with the cast of Friends over the past 30 years. The characters in the show and the actors and actresses who portrayed them feel like friends and family to us. They've made us laugh, they've made us cry, they kept us company when we were lonely, or perhaps they were a great reason to gather people together to watch along with you. Each of us can probably personally relate to one or more of the characters. For me, it was Monica Geller, the queen of organization and cooking. But it seems as if we could all relate to the witty, sarcastic, funny, and charming Chandler. Matthew Perry embodied that character so well and so perfectly over the course of 10 seasons, and he starred in every one of the 236 episodes. So many of the episodes are my favorite ones, and they've been replaying in my mind since this past Saturday. But today I'd like to share one of those with you all. It's the pivot episode. If you are or were a fan of Friends, you probably remember this episode, and it's impossible to watch people hoisting sofas over their heads and carrying couches up flights of stairs without thinking of the pivot. Some people purposely volunteer to help their friends move just so they can repeatedly and loudly shout out the word pivot. For those of you who remember the episode, I know you are already chuckling to yourself. If the Friends phenomenon passed you over, then allow me to offer a brief synopsis of this fan favorite scene. The character of Ross enlists the help of two of the Friends, Chandler and Rachel, to help him move a couch into his apartment. He even provides them with a sketch drawing in which he has mapped out his entire moving strategy. What he apparently forgot to calculate was exactly how the couch would be able to fit around and wrap around each flight of stairs. With Chandler handling the middle of the couch and Ross and Rachel lifting either end, the trio of best friends attempts to make the impossible happen. When they are unable to navigate the turns given the girth of the couch, Ross resorts to shouting out his solution to them, and his only bit of advice is to repeatedly shout very loudly, "Pivot! Pivot!" which he repeats 6 times. Matthew Perry, with his perfect comedic timing and his talent for physical comedy, is pinched between the couch and the stairwell, and he repeatedly and sarcastically responds to Ross in his usual way, "Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!" When they are forced to give up their plan, Ross says, "I cannot believe that didn't work," to which Rachel says, "Yeah, and you had that sketch, too." And this left Chandler saying, "What did you mean when you said pivot?" The word pivot has several meanings, one of which is the person or thing on which something depends, the central or crucial factor. It can also mean a shaft or pin on which something turns. We are in the beginning of what many consider the holiday stretch, the last few months of the year, which means it's a good time to evaluate where you are right now and come up with your own sketch, so to speak, a plan for what you would like to accomplish before year end and where you would like to be when we flip our calendars over to 2024. For some of us, this may require a pivot. Have you ever heard the expression, "The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior"? I really, really, really dislike this phrase. I'm uncertain of its origin, but I would like to help put an end to its use. I often hear people saying things like, "I probably won't spend much time at the gym this winter because I didn't get there at all last winter." Or, "I'm not going to buy any fruits because I never end up eating them." Or, "I really didn't like that vegetable that I was forced to eat as a kid, and I'm sure I still dislike it." Each and every time we make a decision about the present and the future based upon something negative from the past, we are allowing the past behavior to dictate and control us and our lives. We need to look forward and press on and move past the limitations that precede us. Just because we don't have Ross shouting from the top of the couch that it is time to pivot doesn't mean we can't make that move on our own. What is it in your life that could benefit from a pivot? Is it your diet? Is it your exercise routine? Maybe it's the amount of water you drink each day. Perhaps it's the clutter in your home, the junk food in your pantry. You are the central and crucial factor that can make positive changes happen. If you have two good friends to support you, then you are as lucky as Ross Geller was in Friends. If not, you can just shout out pivot to yourself every once in a while. This brings us back to a favorite friend, Matthew Perry. I read the memoir that he released last year. I actually read it twice. There is so much we can learn from his story, his struggles, his battles, and his valiant efforts to beat his addictions to alcohol and drugs. He was doing in life what they had trouble doing with the couch on the stairs. He was pivoting. Matthew did a lot of press when the book was released, and one of the things he said was that he wanted to be remembered most for helping others who were battling the same demons that he had fought his whole life. That while he was proud of his work on Friends and the many other roles he played, he wanted his legacy to be one of kindness, support, of lifting people up and helping others get sober. He said, "The best thing about me, bar none, is that if someone comes up to me and says, 'I can't stop drinking, will you help me?' I can say yes and follow up and do it. That's the best thing. When I die, I don't want Friends to be the first thing that's mentioned. I want that to be the first thing mentioned, and I'm going to live the rest of my life proving that." Matthew took his struggle and he used it to help others. And that, I think, is the best gift that anyone can give and the very best legacy a person can leave. In the pivot episode of Friends, Ross had no choice in the end but to saw his couch in half in order to get it up the stairs. We can do better than that. Let's reach out to our favorite friends to provide support to one another. Let's make our legacy like Matthew's, one of helping others when they need us the most. Matthew used to say, "If you have my number and you need help, call me." Well, I am saying those very same words today in honor and memory of a favorite friend. If you need help, reach out and I will be there for you. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm so very grateful for your time. And as always, and especially today, I am wishing you well.